The Mass began with the solemn procession of over 100 concelebrants into the Basilica. In his homily, Pope Benedict remembered the guards who fell in the defense of Pope Clement VII during the sack of Rome on May 6, 1527, at the hands of Charles V's rampaging army.
Nel 1527, Roma fu invasa e saccheggiata.
Urging the members of his guard to be men of prayer and to receive communion often, Pope Benedict called the Corps of Pontifical Swiss Guards a unique witness of the presence of the laity in the Church.
Parmi les multiples expressions de la présence des laïcs dans l'Église catholique,
some of the guards serve actively only for a few years, while others dedicate their whole lives to the Corps. The Holy Father noted that service in the Guard has helped several guardsmen respond to a priestly or religious vocation.
Des gardes suisses pontificaux.
For every last member of the Corps, said Pope Benedict, being a Swiss Guard means adhering entirely and without reserve to Christ and His Church.
Au service du successeur de Pierre.
At 4:30 this afternoon, Rome time, St. Peter's Square saw 33 new guards sworn in. Inactive guardsman Graziano Rossi served at the Vatican from 1989 to 1992. As Guardsman Rossi explains, May 6th is the traditional day for the swearing-in of new guards.
The day who remembers the sack of the Roma in 1527, in which day the 146 Swiss Guard died to protect the Pope. So that's why every year, the May the 6th, all new recruits make the swearing-in ceremony. And this swearing-in is actually not only for the period that you are active in the Swiss Guard, but actually is a promise that you make for your whole life. It's like to be a Christian, you are forever.
Festivities will continue this evening with fireworks and music. I'm Chris Altieri.